This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine and political dirt, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Rome said again today he will not permit his department's officials to comply with House subpoenas. House Democrats, meanwhile, say they'll issue subpoenas for White House documents tied to Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Adam Schiff, warns that a failure to cooperate in the impeachment investigation will be interpreted as obstruction of justice. President Trump again suggested that Schiff should be investigated for treason. We get an impeachment probe update from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirms he was on the phone call at the heart of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Pompeo says he was listening when President Trump spoke with Ukraine's new leader in July.
I was on the phone call.
Where the president urged Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and family. Pompeo is under growing pressure from Democrats in the impeachment probe and is resisting their demands for information from State Department officials.
We won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable.
House investigators say it would be illegal for Pompeo to keep those officials from talking to Congress. The State Department's watchdog is expected to brief congressional staff today on the Ukraine requests. Amid an impeachment probe, the president is now calling a coup. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former Israeli military chief Benny Gantz called off today's scheduled meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Another setback in efforts to form a unity government. Netanyahu's Likud party said it is stunned by Gantz's decision. His centrist blue and white party edged out Netanyahu's Likud by one seat in last month's parliamentary election, and Gantz says he will not be part of any government headed by Netanyahu, who is facing corruption charges. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.